You're listening to the Kids Ministry Collective Podcast. Each episode of the KMC is designed to inform, encourage, and entertain those who love kids and serving kids ministry. We hope you'll enjoy today's podcast and maybe even learn a thing or two. Now let's join our team for this episode of the KMC.
Welcome to another episode of the Kid Ministry Collective Podcast. My name's Tom Bump, and I'm your host. And this is another single episode where it's just me and you, and I hope that I can bring some encouragement to the Kidmin community, because as our goal in the Kid Ministry Collective, it's as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. And I truly do believe that as one of the leaders of the Kid Ministry Collective group and podcast, I truly believe that we can help each other grow our leadership and our influence and our ministries for the greater good of reaching boys and girls with the gospel of Jesus Christ, equipping those other leaders to do the same and to pass that torch to the next generation. And as God has moved upon my heart over the last few years to really start giving back to the community, I've been doing this for 30 years and have been mentored and encouraged and challenged by many leaders in the kid ministry community, some that you may know their names and others you won't know their names. And regardless of that, they have poured into my life. And so that's why I do this podcast. And I appreciate those of you that do take time to leave a review on iTunes. It means a lot. I don't do that for my own ego. That is not why I do it. I just do it, and I encourage you to do it, because I want this podcast to get out to more and more people that could use the encouragement so that they don't feel alone, because I know for a long time I felt alone. So in this episode of the podcast, my heart is full. I've moved on to a new ministry and get to be a part of a family life team that is just absolutely fantastic and a very healthy church, multi-site church in mid-central Ohio. And we had an all-staff day yesterday, and my pastor, Dwight Mason, just did a fabulous job of sharing some great challenges. And so I honestly want to share some of the thoughts that he shared with us, but also some things that have been on my heart for a while to address. So one of the things we're going to talk about, and I want to encourage you, if you're a young leader, if you haven't been in ministry a long time, there are some important little things that you need to realize to make yourself grow as a leader and to gain credibility with your senior leadership. And so I want to challenge you with a couple of things. One, stop comparing yourself to others. We've seen this recent trend in kid ministry world where we have leaders comparing themselves to each other, pushing their materials, conferences, books, coaching programs, training programs, you name it, pushing it. And then the way they push it, it beats down other people, or it can be taken that way. They may not intend it to be that way, but sometimes it does get taken that way. And I want to encourage you as a leader, let God take care of where you go and who you get to speak to and what you do in ministry. And you'll do that when you apply a few principles that my pastor shared with me and with our team. Some of this came from the book Leading When You're Not in Charge, by Clay Scroggins. And one of the principles that he shared with us yesterday is knowing who you are in Christ. When you know who you are in Christ, you know what? You're not going to worry about your ego, your reputation, your name, your influence, whether you get to speak at a conference or not, whether people know your name or not. When you know who you are in Christ, you find that contentment. You realize you don't need to have anybody know your name except for the Father, who can say to you someday, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And so when you know who you are in Christ, you understand who you are, and that you don't have to worry about what other people think. You're not going to have to worry about even whether somebody likes you or doesn't like you. When you know who you are in Christ, it's going to affect your relationships with your team, with your senior leadership, with your critics. And it's important that you know, who are you in Jesus Christ? You are forgiven. You are a child of the King. You are special. You are the best part of His creation. And for some of us, we struggle with low self-esteem. We are people pleasers. We want to gain others' opinions of us. And I'll be honest and transparent. For a long time when I started out in kids ministry, that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted people to know who I was. I had a lot of good ideas. I had a lot of gifts and talents that God had given me, and I wanted to share them. Unfortunately, my desire to share clouded my vision so much that I became wrapped up in, I want to speak at a conference. I want people to know my name. I should be invited on to different things. Well, now that I'm older and I guess a little wiser, I've come to realize that, you know what? When I realize who my identity is, that I'm a child of God and I'm a humble servant of the King, it makes God so much bigger. And so when our identity is in Christ, we will allow others to coach us and encourage us, to prod us and poke us and to rebuke us in love, and we'll receive it. But when your identity is messed up, any little criticism becomes a major personal attack. And really, they're not attacking you. They're attacking your behavior. They're letting you know that what you're doing is not appropriate. And here's the thing. When we share our weaknesses like this, it's basically saying, hey, coach me. There was a great TED Talk that we started off with yesterday about a doctor who chose to be coached. And I know a lot of leaders in kid ministry that want to be coaches. They've been in ministry 3, 4, 5 years, maybe 8 years, and then they've advertised, I'm a coach. I'm a coach. Come to me. I can help you. Well, you know, that's good. I did the same thing. I wanted to help people. That's our nature as leaders. We want to help. Most of us in kid ministry, we will do anything and everything to help other people, to help our ministries grow. But you know what? Again, those desires can be taken to the wrong degree and end up being warped and used by the enemy to cause pride in us. Think about that for a moment. Have you let pride get in the way? I got gut punched one day verbally by somebody who told me that they thought my pride was clouding everything I was doing. That hurt. But you know what? The painful blows of a loved one are cherished, are warranted, and help. And so let me tell you, when you know who you are in Christ, it helps keep your personality in check. It gives you focus and purpose, and it helps you align your priorities with the Father's priorities. So let me ask you, who are you in Christ? You're not a kid's pastor. You're not a kid's leader. You're not a volunteer. You're first and foremost a child of God. Let that be your driving force, and let God take care of your reputation. Let God exalt your name and promote you when He wants to promote you. If God wants you speaking on a stage, He'll open those doors. If God wants you doing a breakout at a conference, He'll open those doors. If He wants you to create something that nobody has ever created before in kids ministry, then God will open the doors. You don't have to market it. You don't have to beg people. You don't have to bribe people. You don't have to beat other people down and make it sound like you're the superstar and they're not. Let God take care of that. Because you see, sometimes the reason why sometimes our senior leaders don't respect us as much as they could is because we push too hard to make them notice us. Let God take care of that reputation. Trust me, guys. God can do it. And if He wants you up there, if He wants you promoted, if He wants your senior leader to notice something more important, then He's got this. He'll take care of it. The next principle that we have is that you need to lead yourself well. You know, one of the things that we in kids ministry can do better is leading ourselves well. For me, I'm not always naturally organized. So I've developed some new habits this year. I've got a good task list. I set up reminders. I live and work on my calendar. I set appointments for myself to be in God's Word, to meet with other people, to write postcards. Whatever it needs to be done, it's scheduled. Because I want to lead myself well. I want other leaders to see that I can lead myself well. And so as you lead yourself well, here's the thing. Your leaders, those that are following you, will lead themselves well. You begin to model what followership looks like. As you follow your senior leader and lead yourself in that direction, your followers will follow you that way. So you have to keep monitoring your heart and your behavior. Do you have a solid plan to lead yourself well? How are you going to grow yourself this year? What books will you read? You know, this year I'm not reading a lot of books. I'm going to read a few books, and I'm going to read them and reread them and reread them, and I'm going to apply. Why? Because I want to lead myself well. I want to grow myself as a leader. I'm going to be asking a few people around me to do a 360 review. I want to know my blind spots. I don't want to know what I'm really good at. I know those things. I'm pretty self-aware. But what I want to know is what I'm not good at. Where are my weak spots? Where can I strengthen? Where can I be coached? And I'm going to ask people for help because I need to grow as a leader. I want to do better in 2018. I've been asking God, and you if you heard my other podcast, you know my desire is to see things that God will just blow me away with. That the people in the Bible, when they saw those men break through that roof and lower their friend down, and Jesus forgive his sins and then heal him, said, "We've never seen anything like this before." That's what I'm asking for. I want new wine and a new wineskin. I don't want new wine and an old wineskin. I want to do things new. I want to be innovative. I truly want to see the Spirit of God lead me in a direction that I've never gone before. And so I have to lead myself well so I'm ready and faithful in the little things. Because here's the next principle that I want to share with you. And this is from another pastor who shared about the little things that we do. It's those little things that will grow our leadership and our influence with our teams, with the families that we serve, even the children, when they see those little things. And it starts, and most of you know this isn't groundbreaking, but you got to start with the end in mind. What kind of leader do you want to be by the end of 2018? You know, 1 Corinthians 15:58 reminds us about several things. Take a look at the verse. But there's a few key words that I underlined in that verse this year that I'm going to be focusing on. To stand firm. I can't be blown around by the greatest trends and the newest trends and all of those things. And oftentimes in kids ministry, listen, gang, we're guilty of this. If somebody with a big name markets something new, we run to it and throw our dollars into it. Not thinking, is this really going to benefit my ministry? How can I use this? So we need to stand firm. If God gives you the plan at the beginning of the year, stick with it. It doesn't mean that God isn't going to tweak the plan, but make sure it's God tweaking the plan and not human desire. I know oftentimes my personality can get me the worst of me and push me in a direction I don't want to go. That's why the plan has to be written down so you can stand firm. The next part of that verse says, let nothing move you. So don't get carried away by emotion. Even criticisms can push you in the wrong direction. Or you could sit there and wait and wait and wait for the perfect conditions. Mark Batterson said, if you wait for the perfect conditions to seize an opportunity, you'll be waiting till the day you die. Think about that. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't take great ideas to the grave. The other thing is that we have to give ourselves fully to the work of the Lord. Remember, it's God's work, not ours, guys. These aren't our teams. These aren't our children. These aren't our ministries. Our hands have to be wide open, not clenched fist. When you start clenching your fist around your ministry, it becomes an us versus them mentality. You'll start to criticize the leadership because they didn't give you everything you wanted, that you thought you needed. Well, maybe you don't know the whole big picture yet. So be content. Remember, it's God's work. Why? Why is this also important? Why is it important to focus on the little things? Why is it important to lead yourself? Why is it important to maintain who you are in Christ? Because if you do the work of the Lord, your labor that you're doing for God will not be in vain. You see, in 1 Corinthians 15, the first 57 verses are all about the future. And then he says in verse 58, therefore, meaning that these things, the stand firm, let nothing move you, give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, that your labor is not in vain. Those are for right now. And you know what? Because of the future, we can start doing the little things right now. So I want to challenge you friends that are listening to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. Who are you in Christ? And are you focusing on the right things, the little things? Are you saying thank you to your workers on a regular basis and really meaning it? Don't just send a generic thank you. Thank them for something specific that they did. Are you telling the kids that God loves them and so do you? Are you letting the families know you're their partner, not their adversary, not the expert? You're just going to journey alongside them. They're the experts. They're working with the kids. They're in the home. Let's just guide them. Let's encourage them. Let's build them up. Let's celebrate the wins, cry for the losses, but move forward in the big things. Listen, I believe 2018 is going to be an amazing year in the kid ministry community. I believe if we partner together, if we build each other up instead of tearing each other down, if we think critically and not critical, we could see God do things we've never seen before. So I want to challenge you. How will you contribute to the Kid Ministry Collective community? Are you going to be one that just doesn't participate on the forums and never asks any questions or never gives any answers or ideas? I hope not. I hope you'll be an active part of it. Whether you're part of our Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group or not, I hope you're contributing to the community. I hope you're helping other leaders, connecting with other leaders. Don't isolate yourself. You may be out in the middle of nowhere, but there are leaders that you can connect with online, by phone, at a conference. There's lots of opportunities out there, gang. I'm here for you. If you need help, if you need coaching, if you need encouragement, you need somebody to vent to safely, feel free to contact me. PT Bump on Twitter. You can catch me on Facebook at Pastor Tom Bump. I would be happy to connect with you, to help you, to encourage you, to pray with you, to listen. When you want words of encouragement or instruction or challenge or rebuke, I'll give them to you if you want them, but only if you want them. And know that I'm out there with other leaders asking them to do the same for me. I want to focus on the right things. I know who I am. I'm a child of God. I'm not Pastor Tom. I'm a child of God. And I want to be the best child of God that I can. So I'm going to dig deeper into His Word. I'm going to let God open doors. I'm not going to push myself forward. Honestly, the only name that I care about that knows my name is the Father, Jesus Christ. I want Him to say, "Well done, Tom, good and faithful servant. You honored me with your life, your words, your testimony. You led well. Now come in and enjoy your reward." Listen, gang, don't be discouraged. Your labor is not in vain. If I can be of service to you, come on over to the Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group. I'd love to have you there. And thanks again for listening to this episode. And we'll join me, I hope, on another one coming very soon.
You've been listening to the Kid Ministry Collective podcast. We hope you've been informed, encouraged, and entertained for these few moments. We'd love for you to connect with us on our Kid Ministry Collective Facebook group or subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. It'd also mean a lot if you'd leave a review so we can help others learn about this podcast. If you want, you can watch this episode on video on our Kids Ministry Collective YouTube page. Our goal of the KMC is from Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Join us again soon for another KMC podcast.